What was Hollywood's initial reaction to this? And were most of these films, Herschel, independent?
Oh, yes. We were outlaws in the movie business. And for some years, I had that little niche to myself. But the movie business is really an incestuous business. There are very few secrets. Now, tonight, is Friday night, and new movies tend to open on Friday night. By Sunday, late afternoon, everybody knows whether the new movie that's opened on Friday is a hit or it's a bomb. It's that quick. It didn't used to be that quick. So I had for several years the entire industry, I'll call it, to myself, because people just in the business couldn't believe the business we were doing. And one of the problems that existed then, which is not really as much a problem now as it was then, but it still is we can't open a movie the way a major company opens a movie. The last Harry Potter movie opened in 1,700 theaters on the same day. Now, that means 1,700 35-millimeter color prints, which the print cost for that one movie is well beyond the total amount I spent on all the movies I made combined. But after we began to publicize the business we were doing, and some of the theaters that were playing our pictures made no secret of it, and they kept saying, when's the next one? When's the next one? Then the big film industry people got wise. And they had elements that I didn't have. For example, they had budget.
They had huge budgets.
They had national distribution. They had not necessarily the dedication of major names, although today it's become a major part of the industry. But then, of course, they had secondary names they could assign to this. And when they began to make the same kind of picture, and they had effects. I was using department store mannequins and just stuffing them full of glop. Now, today you can go into any magic store and pick up movable arms and rubberized things. What I would have given for those in those early days. And it might be that I was responsible for making some of this stuff available.
How important, Herschel, was the marketing behind some of these movies?
I would say the marketing was more important than any other element. Certainly it was more important than the physical production of the movie. It has always, since I've been in this business, been my feeling that anybody can make a movie. Especially now, it's all digital. In fact, our new movie, The Uh-Oh Show, I shot digitally. And there are great advantages there, and in my opinion, that's the future of motion picture production. But to get somebody to look at it, whether in a theater or in somebody's living room or bedroom, that requires a certain amount of showmanship. And it's very competitive. There are, you wouldn't know it from the outside, but thousands of movies are produced each year. Some of them make money. Most of them lose money because most of them are ego pieces.
And we've seen MGM now putting together a prepackaged bankruptcy. I mean, the big boys have fallen, haven't they?
The big boys have fallen. That is absolutely so. They have fallen on their own sword because they misled themselves into belief that because they were of the physical size they are, that because they had clout in the theatrical end of release, which is becoming secondary to the DVDs, and DVDs themselves now are beginning to be a potential target of obsolescence. Look at Blockbuster, which this last week declared bankruptcy.
Here we go. That's right.
Well, they simply fell out of step. And even Netflix, which has now taken the place of Blockbuster, has begun to switch, or at least to add on another element of distribution that didn't even exist a few years ago. But the trick is to put together a campaign that will have somebody saying, I want to see that.
Yes.
And that, to me, is far more important than what's in the movie. As I just said, anybody can make a movie. but not everybody can sell them.
Is the marketing cost sometimes higher than the movie production?
It depends whose movie it is. That easily could be. Certainly, I've seen movies in which the marketing budget, especially if they have a television campaign around it on a national level, can exceed the cost of the film itself, sure.
First of all, you were smart enough to know that just making the film was one thing. Getting it sold, getting people to watch, as you mentioned, that was another. How did you create that niche? Because you were very innovative with all your films.
Well, I had always professionally been in the advertising business. And I used to rail about people whose advertising didn't communicate. Rather, it was simply self-stroking. As I looked at some of the movie advertising, it became apparent to me that some movies that had failed might have succeeded had there been some showmanship along with it. And I don't necessarily mean it. P.T. Barnum type of showmanship that says there's a sucker born every minute, but rather one in which we cater not to what we want to show, but to what people want to see. And that particular philosophy has been very helpful to me in my other career, where I've had a fairly good run writing advertising and direct mail and most recently online pitches for national companies and some smaller companies that learned how to compete by giving people not what they want to sell, but what somebody wants to buy. It's as simple as that. And that so many big shots in the movie business don't understand that, I'm no longer confounded by it, but I'm delighted to see it since they're my competitor.